Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, we'll start the show here in just 1 second. But first, here's Stephanie Miller with a word about Omaha Steaks.
Summer's almost here. You know what that means. Backyard grill outs. Oh, I know. Yes. The president talked about July 4th. And the backyard grill out is not complete without Omaha Steaks. Order this mouthwatering Let's Go Grill package today, which includes 4 butcher cut filet mignons, 4 boneless pork chops, 1 pound of chicken breast, 4 kielbasa sausages, and so much more. OmahaSteaks.com. Type Stephanie in that search bar. You save over 45%. Plus, you get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free. That is almost 4 pounds of free burgers, Chris.
Whoa.
To top it off, you also get $20 off on your first order. OMG. Here's to warmer days filled with fun family memories and epic backyard grillouts featuring the best steak of your life, guaranteed by Omaha Steaks, the company that's been bringing people together for over 100 years. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use that code Stephanie in the search bar. For a limited time, you get 12 free Omaha Steaks burgers and $20 off on your first order at checkout. That is OmahaSteaks.com. The code is Stephanie. You're going to love everything at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget to type Stephanie in that search bar.
And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA, covering the whole wide world.
Right on!
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It's a different world. Feeling alone. And sometimes feeling helpless. But for over 240 years... we've been there with you. We're the idiots. And we'll continue to do what we've always done. Ignore science. Ignore facts. Ignore the welfare of the majority. And do the f*** whatever we want to, whenever the f*** we want to. Now, more than ever in these challenging times, we'll be there. And finding ways to stay close. Irresponsibly close, criminally close, hugging, and spreading our message along with a contagion. We're the idiots, and we're here for you. Well, mostly for ourselves. And we'll stay here, whether you like it or not.
Bob Seska!
Bob Seska, you really are sick.
The Bob Seska Show!
Rocky Mountain Mike and the great Richard Hensel right there. Dedicated to all those Texas Rangers fans. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, April 8, 2021. And this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 79 of the Biden-Harris administration. 578 days until the 22 midterms. Find me on Instagram at the Bob Seska and on Twitter at Bob Seska underscore go. Oh, and here they come, the Goth Ninjas. It is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, from the-bunker.com, also at patreon.com/from the bunker. No dashes in there.
No dashes, also, thank God.
Also from the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, sexyliberal.com. 10th anniversary of the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour coming up this weekend. Don't miss it. Holy shit. You'll get to see my nipples. That is, I'm not lying about that. You will see my nipples. On this weekend's Sexy Liberal Virtual Comedy Tour 10th Anniversary Edition. So congratulations to Stephanie Miller and John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks and Frangela. It's exciting times. Oh, yeah, you know what? I forgot to introduce David. It's also T-Rex David Ferguson. Patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. By the way, he's saying things right now but we can't hear him because his microphone is fucked up.
Oh, man, it was just working.
It was just working before the show because we were talking.
And before I got crapped out from the internet.
Yeah, we were saying all kinds of funny things, weren't we, before the show, before we started recording? All the funny stuff really starts happening when we're not recording. And now David's microphone suddenly doesn't work. I will
but
hopefully
I'm be fully vaxxed in a couple of weeks, so I'm glad about that.
Yeah, that's great. And David is fully vaccinated. And maybe
well, he'll be officially fully vaccinated in 2 weeks.
Oh, he will? I thought he was fully
well, because
vaccinated now.
Well, once you get the shot, then it's 2 more weeks.
Oh, I see.
And then they
okay.
tell you you're technically, because I get my second shot in a couple of weeks and then 2 weeks after that. So May 13th will be, which is my dad's first wife's birthday. God rest her
aww.
Soul. It would be her 93rd birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
92nd birthday, something like that. I will be officially fully vaxxed on May 13th.
So I think it's probably the RFID microchip that's shorting out David's microphone. That's my
yes, absolutely. Guess. It's the RFID chip in David's brain that is short-circuiting his microphone.
Okay.
He's starting back up. I see him starting up.
I see him going through the Get Smart doors, and there he is, but of course his microphone is still not working. David, if you can hear me, jiggle it around a little bit. Jiggle the
jiggle
wire.
Jiggle it a little open.
So while we're waiting for David, here's what I've decided to do. I'm going to preview this now, and then I'll talk about it again at the bottom of the show. But I've decided to do a huge push for more Patreon subscribers, right? We lost, oh my God, it freaked me out. We lost so many subscribers in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 days or so through the changeover between March and April. And I think we lost something like 40 different subscribers in the last week or two. So here's what I've decided to do to pump up our subscribers again. And maybe I should play this music. It was just me standing at an overturned oil barrel, slicing one bean with a knife, wearing a barrel around me. So what I've decided to do is for the months of April and May, every time we add 20 new subscribers, Jody, I'm going to be posting a special video feature on our Patreon page. I haven't done any video on our Patreon page, mainly because I'm scared of doing the video. It's just very, very complicated. But I figure, you know what? I did a video for the Sexy Liberal anniversary show this weekend in which you see my nipples in
God
all
bless
their
you.
Wondrous glory. Yes. Oh, there he is.
Oh, for fuck's
there
sake.
He is.
Welcome to the show, David.
Ugh.
I'm so glad you could join us. I was just talking about my nipples. And so,
I've seen them.
So what I was doing is I was saying that for the months of April and May, every time we add 20 new subscribers to my
Patreon. Is this your male lactation music?
Yeah, no, this is my sad, pathetic music. I described it as me standing over an overturned oil barrel, slicing one bean like those old Warner Brothers cartoons. I'm wearing a barrel around me. But we lost.
You're wearing a barrel, standing at a barrel.
Yeah, I was saying we lost 40 something subscribers in the past couple of weeks, which is really awful and freaks me out. So I've decided to do every time we add 20 new subscribers to my Patreon page, I'm going to post an exclusive special video feature available for all subscribers, whether you're a $1 subscriber or a $15 subscriber or any point in between. You'll be able to watch these videos. And again, every 20th new subscriber, I'll post one of these videos. So for example, the first video is going to be a behind the scenes look at how I produce the podcast, my setup, my microphone, how I do this and that. We're going to talk about my soundboard and all kinds of fun stuff, but only when we land on 20 new subscriptions. And again,
nobody cares about that. We want to see your butt.
Okay, well, maybe that will appear as well. I know my butt appeared on the Stephanie Miller show a couple of weeks ago, I think. Or maybe that was off the air. Yeah, I think that was during commercial.
No hiring a double.
Yeah, right.
No waxing.
So again, this is only for the months of April and May. And this is, of course, the website address, bobseskashow.com or patreon.com/bobseskashow. Either address will get you right there. There's links all over bobseska.com to get to our Patreon page. So thank you for supporting the show. And especially to all of our existing subscribers who are still with us, I couldn't be doing this without you guys. This is the dream of a lifetime to be able to do this show. I've wanted to do this since I was a little kid, and the Patreon page and all the subscribers there allow me to do this as my job. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I am so grateful to all of you. So please, a few more people to be grateful for is what I'm looking for right now. at least 20 new subscribers over the next 2 months. Maybe more. I mean, if we get to 40 new subscribers, that's two videos. So I think we're all clear on how this is going to work. And I'm still going, oh, shit, I got to do video now.
Welcome to my world. We're trying to do original sketch comedy twice a month.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Good luck to you, Jody Hamilton.
No, we got to do two sketches per month for our $5 and $10.
Is this you and Sean Barton are doing these sketches?
I'm using some stuff from so long ago right now because Sean's got to write me some stuff.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, you know what? There's another video we got to talk about here. There's this guy in Ann Arbor. I don't know if you saw this, David, but there's a guy in Ann Arbor who is channeling you. When I saw this video, it was all over Twitter today. It's this guy in Ann Arbor on this street corner screaming at Boogaloo boys carrying their firearms.
Oh, I love that guy. Take your fucking guns and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this is really shitty audio. So we're going to try this out here. We're going to try to play this and see how it sounds. Again, this guy went up to these Boogaloo boys who were all armed with their AR-15s and their dress-em-up cosplay, you know, these pathetic, doughy weirdos standing on the street corner, you know, waving the flag for whatever fucking stupid militia they're in. It's not even a militia. It's like LARP. It's LARP. The term that I learned watching the HBO Q series is LARP, live action role play. That's what they're doing. And this guy wouldn't have any of it. So he started screaming at these Boogaloo boys.
It's beautiful.
Fully
armed. He's channeling
our
whole country.
Yes, yes. Pack and heat Boogaloo boys. And this guy's like, I don't care if they're all, you know, strapped with firearms. I'm going to let them have it. So here we go.
Get your fucking guns out of here, man. Is it okay for them to kill people with guns? No, it's not. That's why we're here. You either, you guys.
We're not killing anyone. I've never raised
you. You are not the police. You are a militia. You're not. No. The law is they are in charge, not you.
No.
Get the fuck out of our town.
We, the people, are in charge.
No, you're not. Read the fucking law, man. Read the Constitution. I fucking read it, dude. I've lived it, man. I have done it. Every day.
If it wasn't for it, we're here for a member of your society who was wrong.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck about
no, I care about the children in this town.
So do I. I don't
walk around goddamn guns. We're less than any thieves in that.
Armed men.
Seriously,
those police.
All right, that guy deserves an award for that. That was
everything, yes.
Yeoman's
He's
work
got
right
projection
there.
Too. He's got a real, like, I mean, there's a real knife's edge to his voice that cuts through the bullshit. It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. The first
Can
thing
we
I...
get the Skylar White shut up?
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
But this guy was more like the punch drunk love shut up.
Shut up. Shut the
There you go.
You have no right to take me.
Shut up! Will you shut up! Shut up! Shut! Shut up! Shut up! Now!
There. Perfect.
Beautiful.
You know, when I saw that, I imagined you, David, confronting one of your neighbors, one of your redneck neighbors.
Yeah, I don't have redneck neighbors.
Oh, you
I have
don't?
Really cool neighbors. Not, I mean,
now?
The Karen across the street that, like, hated the cats and called the police because we let them out of the house on a regular basis, she's gone. But she was like a limousine liberal kind of,
I get
PhD biology, but, like, puritanical and funless and awful. But, no, like, I mean, we've got, like, a trans man and his wife living next door. We've got a lovely gay couple across the street.
See, the way you've described it over the years, David, is that you're surrounded by Larry the Cable Guy, basically, on all sides.
No, not. I've told you over and over, Athens is this wonderful little, like, West Village dropped in the middle of North Georgia.
I see.
Now,
okay.
Drive 20 minutes in any direction, and you will be squarely in Deliverance country.
All right.
But, like, this town here is very cool.
Well, see, I went right to, like, the late 1970s primetime drama scenario. You're a gay couple living in a Georgia town, and they don't like that, so they're going to harass you and try to drive you out of town by giving you all kinds of shit, right?
And so then that, I make up an impassioned speech in front of the town Christmas tree. And it begins to snow.
They're like I imagine them as like the villains from the A-Team. You know, the A-Team would end up in a town somewhere and there'd be these guys wearing cowboy hats and driving pickup trucks with their shotguns and
that's
their
where
flannel
I grew
shirts
up.
And vests, right?
That's like down there in the swampy South Georgia. Oh, yeah, that's where I grew up. But that's why I came here.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, you know, the first time I ever came here on a college tour, my waiter had on nail polish, and I was just like, hell yeah, this is my kind of town. You know, it was just...
Let's step into the state that's just south of you.
Thank you, Florida.
And talk about Matt Gaetz, because somehow Buzz and I didn't talk about Matt Gaetz on the free show last Tuesday. I don't know how we missed it, but we ended up talking about Matt Gaetz on the post-mortem show on Tuesday. But lots of news then to get to. So Matt Gaetz allegedly traveled to the Bahamas with prostitutes. And this is
alleged interstate child sex trafficker. He's alleged international sex trafficker.
Yes, yes. Yep. So it's bad enough taking them across state lines, but then you take them to another nation. You get on an airplane with prostitutes, and I'm using the plural because, well, I'll just put an allegedly in there. Allegedly plural prostitutes with a marijuana entrepreneur. And that was one of the...
this phrase.
You mean Eric...
Boy, that's changed over the years, you know?
Yeah. You mean Eric Stoltz in
Pulp Fiction.
Wrong number! Prank call! Yeah. That's what I think of when I think marijuana entrepreneur. I think when I was in college, you know, it was that guy, scuzzy stoner who was always wearing a bathrobe. And then you'd go to his house to buy pot, and then you'd have to listen to him rant for 45 minutes before you could leave with your, you know, dime bag or whatever it is. Yeah, that was.
Oh man, the one I had that was like that. He talked like a leaf blower. I mean, it kind of an Alex Jonesy sound. It had the gravel to it, and he's always bitching about his ex-wife and the CIA. And he had two TVs going at once.
Oh, of course.
Which was just head splitting.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, I knew a guy like that in Hawaii. Holy shit. I was renting this house in Hawaii, and the guy I was renting it from was a pilot for Hawaiian Airlines, and one of his friends was this stoner guy, and we would actually have to avoid him when he was there at the house, because if he cornered us, he would never shut the fuck up. It was just talk. It was just like suddenly 90 minutes would go by and we're trapped in the kitchen without any escape hatch. So what I started doing is I just started walking away. As soon as he'd start talking, I'd walk upstairs. I'd go into another room. I'd close the door. He'd still be at the bottom of the stairs talking to me, but a little bit louder. That's the kind of marijuana entrepreneur that some of us who are older, some of us Gen Xers and baby boomers certainly had experiences with over the years. But yeah, this guy, this marijuana entrepreneur, traveled to the Bahamas with Matt Gaetz for some reason. And
I know what reason.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Take lots of drugs and go to the Bahamas. I mean, come on.
You know, it reminded me of the Rush Limbaugh scandal. Remember the Rush Limbaugh thing with the Viagra where he was trying to go to the Dominican Republic with nothing but other guys, by the way, and a bottle of Viagra that was written in the name of someone else. It wasn't even in his name. His doctor wrote a script for, I guess, a fake name or some other person.
John Barron.
Yeah, something like that. David Dennison. And Rush Limbaugh had this. And so the allegation was at the time, sex tourism. Rush Limbaugh, the standard bearer for the Family Values Party, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with Matt Gaetz and his giant, giant forehead. But we learn now, too, that Matt Gaetz opposed that revenge porn law. He said, if someone gives me photos, I should be able to use them however the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's his position on revenge porn.
Yep.
My God. Again, these are the people who shove down our throats every fucking day the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of life, family values, apple pie and Jesus and guns. This is the same group. And just one case after another. Another Republican nailed in Florida. Once again, another Florida Republican.
Thank you, Florida.
Nailed for child porn charges. This is the Florida Elections Commission General Counsel was arrested on child porn in Tallahassee. That was on Wednesday. Charges of child pornography. Eric Lippman, age 59, was charged with 11 counts of the crime and taken to the Leon County Detention Facility. Tim Vaccaro, executive director of the Elections Commission, confirmed Lippmann's arrest in an email to the Tallahassee Democrat. Yeah, once again, another Republican. Another Republican nabbed.
Well, it's always the, you know, when you, it's the hit dog that hollers, you know, and it's these people are, anytime you see something come off the plate with that much mustard, people are that crazy about race or sexuality or gender or whatever their little right wing hobby horse is inside, they are screaming, you know, please let me out. You know, I just, it's sad, but it's also incredibly dangerous for people who are at the receiving end of those policies.
Mm-hmm.
But
there was another aspect to the Gates story that came up this week, too. I mean, the hits keep rolling in. Gates was asking Trump, begging Trump for a blanket pardon. I wonder why that was. I wonder what he's trying to hide. I wonder, is he trying to hide sex trafficking? Probably. Is he trying to hide the fact that he's going around to the Bahamas, taking escorts with him to hang out with a marijuana entrepreneur? My God, this guy. So Gates asked Trump for this blanket pardon. He aides told Mr. Trump of the request, although Trump said in a statement on Wednesday that he had not discussed the matter directly with Mr. Gates. So Donald Trump throwing another one of his allies under the bus, which is what he does all the time. Trump ultimately pardoned dozens of allies and others in the final months of his presidency, highlighting his willingness to wield his power to help close supporters and lash out against the criminal justice system. But Matt Gaetz, you're on your own. You and your bulbous forehead can go fuck yourself. That was basically, we're not going to help you. I'm just, you know, I'm hanging out pardons, handing them out like Halloween candy, but none for you, Matt Gaetz. I wonder why.
But, you know, I mean, he should have known better than to go up there in Cheney country.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like Liz Cheney. I think she's a snake. I think that, you know, the main reason she's like was twisting the knife on Trump is so she can knock him out of the 2024 race. But like, that's Dick Cheney's kid, his beloved little girl. And you're going to go up there and pound your chest on the steps of the, you know, state capitol and talk about how you're going to take out Liz. No, dude.
No.
You're messing with like the frickin' Emperor Palpatine there. Like, I mean, like, they will build a Death Star just for you, kid.
Yeah.
Like, they will make a super drone that will, you know, I just.
Well, if he hadn't gone to Wyoming on that trip, if he hadn't showed up at Jackson Hole, we wouldn't have had that great photo of him standing on the street corner looking like he borrowed someone's suit from the bus station or something like that, or found it crumpled up in the gutter. That was a great picture.
Said he was a 90s Party City gangster costume come to life.
Exactly right. Oh, man. All he needed was the Tommy gun, right? And a bag of money with a dollar sign on the side of it, right?
Right, a mask.
But one of the things, one of the excuses to come out of the Gates camp over the past week or so has been that, Matt never paid for, the congressman never paid for sex. Are you kidding me? That's crazy talk. Well, he doesn't have to pay for sex himself. He's
right.
If he's given,
but he did. He used his fucking Apple Pay.
Exactly right.
I'm sorry.
Right. There was that. but it also is a crime to, you know, have someone else pay a prostitute for you, which is how all of this went down. And then obviously the extra dimension of, you know, rooting through the garbage to get driver's licenses to make fake IDs to show that women are maybe older than they actually are, which is just fucking madness.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Couldn't happen to a better guy, though. Shit. Yes.
You know, you would think that the hubris, I mean, just, I don't, it just blows me away. Because if I was like, you know, in the line of fire, like taking pot shots at people like Dick Cheney's kid, I would be living like a monk.
Yeah.
You know, and like quietly paying off like every single person I've ever had sex with. Like, because it's just, you know, they're going to come for you. You know, the opposition research is, and you're just like little Caligula going to the Bahamas with a bunch of sex workers.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with being a sex worker. They got to earn a living too. But the party of family values guy that's going on Fox News every night talking about the collapse of the American society.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you're living like a little Roman emperor.
The hypocrisy is on 1,000 right now. It's turned up to 11. There's no doubt about that. And Mitch McConnell's great example of this. I mean, this is one of the stories over the past week or so that has absolutely infuriated me every time I see it. Because, you know, this is a guy who's...
Corporations should stay out of politics. Beware of the consequences.
It was inartful what I said. It was very inartful.
Is that what he said? Did he make the inartful remark?
He made the inartful remark yesterday, maybe.
Oh, he did. He said his remarks were inartful. Really? So he's backpedaling. Oh my God!
Well, I mean, come on. He might as well have just rubbed his hands together and gone. You know, I mean, it was like such a complete and total like mafia villain move.
Yeah,
like,
with this sound in the background. Whoa! Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans. Right, sure.
Should we try to sync those up?
Well, here's Mitch McConnell this week. My warning to corporate America is to stay out of politics. Again, Buzz and I talked about this on Tuesday. But then here's Mitch McConnell talking about Citizens United. Remember, corporations need to stay the fuck out of politics. And then when Citizens United, that decision was handed down by the Supreme Court back in 2010, here's what Mitch McConnell said about Citizens United and corporate personhood, corporate political speech, being able to express yourself per the First Amendment, even if you're a corporate entity. So here's Mitch McConnell. For too long, some in this country have been deprived of full participation in the political process. With today's monumental decision, the Supreme Court took an important step in the direction of restoring the First Amendment rights of these groups, corporations, by ruling that the Constitution protects their right to express themselves about political candidates and issues up until Election Day. There is no wiggle room there. That is unequivocal what he means. And he went on to say, by previously denying this right, the government was picking winners and losers. Our democracy depends upon free speech, not just for some, but for all. That is Mitch McConnell on Citizens fucking United. So please, Mitch McConnell, if you're backpedaling on Citizens United, please pick up a sign and join the protest to get Citizens United struck down, to get a constitutional amendment that eliminates private money in political campaigns. Please do. We'll welcome you. Please.
Yeah, he said yesterday about him, you know, saying they shouldn't get into politics, but please still give me money.
Yeah.
Which is basically what he said the other day. He said literally... Wednesday, he said, I didn't say that very artfully yesterday.
They're certainly
entitled to be involved in politics. They are. My principal complaint is they don't read the darn bill.
What a wimp. What a fucking weasel. What a slimy, slimy.
At least have the courage of your villainy and your convictions, you know. But really, he is like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree. He will always retreat to whatever position is most advantageous to Mitch McConnell.
And yeah, he doesn't want the donations to go away, but he doesn't want. It's the funniest thing with as soon as the free market starts to do what the free market does, if it's against, like, hi Dixie Chicks, cancel culture.
Yeah.
As soon as they disagree with what the free market is doing, all of a sudden it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can tell Goya to get their fucking faces out of American politics, right? Goya, yeah. Beans, what are those
My
guys?
Pillow.
Yeah, My Pillow. Mike Liddell can go screw himself.
Yeah.
We don't want you in politics anymore. But, you know, you mentioned that talking to Mitch McConnell is like nailing Jell-O to a tree,
yeah.
David. Funny thing about that is Mitch McConnell is actually made out of Jell-O. He's of that consistency. You know, is Mitch McConnell going to condemn Tony Perkins? Because Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says Christians must, quote, pray God will take the majority away from Democrats. He also prays that God brings chaos, conflict, and gridlock to our nation's capital. Nice guy, first of all. Second of all,
exactly what Jesus would want.
Yeah. But I mean, my first reaction when I heard this quote from Mitch McConnell was, tell it to all the mega churches who have their faces in politics. Yeah. And it's been that way, certainly since Ronald Reagan embraced the evangelical movement back in the early 80s to get elected. This has been a thing all along, and the Republicans fully embrace that. So I guess with Mitch McConnell backpedaling, I guess he got some nasty phone calls.
Oh, I'm sure he
in
did.
The intervening 48 hours or whatever it was. Because
they're like, are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
Well, like, he probably got nasty phone calls from other people. Not. I'm not talking nasty phone calls from Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
He got nasty phone calls from Republicans.
Probably. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because corporations donate to both parties. Yeah. End of statement. They donate. AT&T donates to the Republicans. It donates to the Democrats because they're hedging their bets.
Well, and don't forget, too, that one of the most political lobbyist groups, the NRA, is all about corporations, corporations that sell firearms. The yep. purpose of the NRA is to sell as many guns as possible for the firearm industry, the for-profit firearm industry. Don't tell me corporations have no
business.
Boy, they're
going through some things, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but look. Guys.
Yeah, bankruptcy court and the, yeah, Bettina, they just sent the, like, her to talk to Navalny in prison. I mean.
Did I read that Wayne LaPierre was freaking out in court, acting like a dick in court? In New Probably. York. Yeah, yeah. He was being all petulant, like he doesn't belong there, like he's being unfairly targeted. And so he's, you know, doing the Trumpism thing, which is partly what Mitch McConnell was doing, too, threatening corporations who engage in what he defended as political speech, right?
What they haven't figured out is it's non-transferable. This belligerence that allows you to get away with anything, the bluster your way through the PR crisis, is not actually applicable in the real world.
That's right.
For whatever reason, Trump had it.
Yeah.
But Matt Gaetz, if I was Matt Gaetz's lawyer, I would be like daily just like throwing myself on my sword.
Yeah.
You know, just like, oh God, shut your mouth. Stop writing op-eds. Like,
That's the other... I mean, that's the other aspect of Trumpism that Matt Gaetz and, well, we were talking about Mitch McConnell a second ago, but this is a different form of Trumpism that Matt Gaetz is employing, which is the, let's just flood the zone with horse shit and people will forget what the initial thing was because I'll just give them more stuff. That's what Donald Trump was all about. They'll forget the, you know, all of the terrible things if I just put another terrible thing in front of that, and they'll just remember the most recent terrible thing, and they'll forget about the other terrible things. That's the advantage of flooding the zone. So this is one of the many lessons that the Republicans have learned. Don't back down. Don't resign. Just keep flooding the zone, and you'll be fine. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but, you know, what can I say?
Except that Joel Greenberg is likely to strike a plea deal, according to CNN. His attorney and prosecutor said in court on Thursday that he's likely to plea.
Wow.
And so if he gets a plea deal, he's going to flip on everybody he can think of.
Yeah. And speaking of
that. He's going to flip like an organ grinder's monkey, baby.
Yeah, because he's got 33 counts or something right now against him. So he's in a lot of trouble. So he's going to flip. And I think that Matt Gaetz and whoever else in Florida is going down. Maybe the old guy at Mar-a-Lago. He might be going down.
Well, apparently, speaking of flipping, we're going to have to turn to the insurrection next. But we're going to be talking about that in just one second. But before we do, let's talk about our Patreon page. As I said at the top of the show, we're pushing for more subscribers on our Patreon page. So for the next 2 months, every time we get 20 new subscriptions, I'll post an exclusive video for all subscribers, $1 and above. So not only will you get our existing bonus content, but you'll also get video features no one else will get to see. And again, you can sign up for $1 a month, $5 per month, $10 per month, or $15 per month. $5 a month is going to get our postmortem shows recorded after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday shows. For $10 per month, you'll get the postmortem shows plus the subscription-only after party with me and Kimberly Johnson. And for $15 per month, you'll get all of that. Plus, we take out all of the commercials from the show. That's BobSeskaShow.com, or just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show. It's a tale of two women. It's a tale of two women. It's a tale of two women. Living far apart. One has all the money. One has all the heart. And as she braces that spoon to her mouth, she never really cared. Life was about, cause she's a poor little rich girl sitting on a gold mine.
Oh, the great Marina Rocks, one of my favorite songwriters, one of my favorite guitar players and vocalists. Holy crap, this is some good stuff. This is a song called Shine, marinarocks.com.
She reminds me of Melissa Etheridge a little.
She
does. Just going to say, she's got that perfectly sandy quality that's just enough grit to make it like, you know?
Yeah.
She's really good.
Oh, man, some of her guitar playing reminds me of Lindsey Buckingham. And that's a huge compliment coming from me, for sure. She did. We played a cover that she did of All Along the Watchtower, which was just...
I remember that.
Mind-blowingly good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again, Marina Rocks, rewinding all the way back to April of 2020 and replaying all the songs from that month, because why the hell not? Why not give these songs another airing? And, you know, just because we played them once doesn't mean we can't play them again. So that's what we're doing here for this month of April.
Gutfeld.
Yes, let's talk about Greg Gutfeld's new show for a second. He's got a new...
It's simply called Gutfeld!
Yeah, exactly. With an exclamation mark. All caps, exclamation. Like, you know, Charles Johnson from Little Green Footballs used to always post a picture of Louis Gohmert, and he would just write, Gohmert! With an exclamation. Yeah. Gutfeld, I guess, stole that and is using that.
I was thinking it's like a Broadway musical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
6, 7, 8, you know. It's so bad. I tried to watch some of it, and it's just like...
Here's what it is. God. It's when people mistake small man syndrome for comedy, because he's a troll. He's just a dick and a troll, and he's been a dick and a troll going all the way back to when I first heard of Greg Gutfeld, which was 2005 when I first started writing for the Huffington Post. He was also a Huffington Post blogger and an asshole even back then. What I remember about him back then is like he wrote a whole piece like making fun of my thumbnail photo. It's just like a little tiny postage stamp size photo that he was making fun of for some reason. And then he would do a secret blog on his pop-up bio. So like when you clicked on his byline, there would be a window that would pop up with his bio. And then he would actually just edit new things into it. He would add other observations and shit. He's just a dick and a troll. And again, Fox News Channel, conservatives, stay away from the comedy. Just back away from the comedy.
It relies on things that are so obscure.
Mm-hmm.
Like their whole, like, it's like Ted Cruz's stand-up routine or whatever you want to call it, epileptic seizure for an hour. You know, just like,
By the way, what do we say to Ted Cruz whenever Ted Cruz's name comes up?
Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself.
Thank you, John Boehner. So you were saying, Dave.
Whatever. I can't buy grandfatherly. We love John Boehner now. I remember.
I'm not saying we love John Boehner.
I'm just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
That's kind of where I was ultimately.
What?
That's where I got ended up with the Lincoln Project. I was like, you know, they sling good barbs. So. Yeah. But now that I, anyway, that's a whole moral.
So you were talking about Gutfeld, and you mentioned Ted Cruz.
Their comedy relies on these jokes that are so obscure. That people, I mean, if you don't watch Fox News, you got no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like this Brian Williams on Mars thing is based on something that happened to Brian Williams, what, like 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Seven years ago
that was like a minor flap where he told a story and he exaggerated about the amount of danger he was in. Everybody does it. Nobody's used to, you know, people are still getting used to that point to like people filming everything and comparing notes. And
can you imagine if Trevor Noah got on his show tonight and did a joke about Mitt Romney's binders full of women? You know, no one would remember that. That was years and years ago. That was, what, 9 years ago?
Yeah, even with bankruptcies after 7 years, they're off your credit.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yes, absolutely. So Gutfeld's full of shit and his show is terrible. And thank God it's still on in the middle of the night, because he had a show. He used to have a show on Fox News called Red Eye or something that was on.
Yeah, and it was the same deal. Yeah. And I feel like they're trying to package him as this new thing. Yeah. Like, you know, the anti-Kensey culture, cancel culture, guided missile or whatever fuck is. And it's just like, this is the same old guy. Looks like an unmade bed. You know, and he strikes me as one of those right-wing guys that's secretly totally prissy and, like, you know, like, won't touch things after other people unless they've washed their hands.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, you know, insists on his bottle of water having the seal still cracked.
Right. The problem is they just don't understand the fact that punching down isn't funny. Making fun of people routinely who are upset about racism, not funny. Racism, real thing that oppresses people, real thing that caused all kinds of fucking tragedy in this country for centuries. Slavery, Jim Crow, etc. Go down the list. And now it's like a punchline. You know, I saw Greg Gutfeld making fun of CNN for someone saying racism on CNN, you know, for someone accusing someone else of racism, when it's very racist what they're talking about. But yeah, it's hysterical.
Republicans are so turned. They're so shook that people have called them out on their racism with these Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're calling them Jim Crow laws and they're pegging it for what it is. And the Republicans are like, it's not racist. It's just excluding people of color. So we have a strategic advantage. Mm-hmm. It's like, guys, guys, you're telling on yourself. It's not helping. Like, it just Brian Kemp today. Did you see what he said? Did you see what my governor said?
What did he say
yes,
today?
I saw that.
He was, you know, talking about the provision of the Jim Crow, the Georgia laws that like won't allow you to give food and water to people who've been standing in line.
Sure.
He's like, well, they could just order Uber Eats get a pizza. And it's like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Well, that's why Chris Lavoie had asked a while ago. He's like, if I sell you a bottle of water for a penny, is that legal?
There you go. Bingo. That's Chris found the loophole. That's it.
Yeah. Just hand out a bunch of pennies as people get in line and then go, hey, I'm selling bottles of water for a penny. And they give you back your own penny.
Exactly right.
That's all well and good. But like the sound you hear right now, that whizzing, whirring noise is Marie Antoinette spinning in her grave. Because I mean, he's like, really? Yeah. Like, let them order cake. It's like, okay, to order Uber Eats, you've got to be willing to pay the full restaurant price. You've got to be willing to pay the delivery fee. You've got to have a cell phone.
Yeah.
You've got to have, like, a means to pay online. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a bank account that's hooked up to yourself. I mean, it's just like, just the presumption of it. I just
Well, speaking of assholes who think racism is hysterical, I hadn't intended, I don't even have this on my list, but now that you bring up Greg Gutfeld, I thought of Steven Crowder, who has his own very, very popular, strangely popular podcast. Of course, he's a fucking red hat. And the punch me face. Oh, my God, the punch me face.
You know, they invited me on there, and I declined.
Oh, you didn't go on? Really? When did they invite you on the Steven Louder with Crowder? When did you get to have that opportunity?
When The Guardian published my essay about, like, I started learning to box because I almost got queer bashed.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they were like, this was, like, you know, maybe some kind of lesson in, like, this is what you do and when you're oppressed. You, like, learn to fight back. And it's like, and I didn't want to help them with that narrative.
No. They weren't going to help the narrative. They were going to make fun of you. That's why you were invited. They were going to make fun of you because that's what they do. Here's an example of what they do on that show. It's fucking horrendous. So on Monday's Louder with Crowder, they reenacted the George Floyd murder with Steven Crowder as George Floyd. And they had someone kneel on Steven Crowder's neck for 9 minutes to see if it would actually kill him.
Oh, God, if only.
Yeah. This is, of course, it's staged and it's a stunt, right? I mean, they do all kinds of stuff. The only funny thing I ever saw Steven Crowder do is an impression of Cenk Uygur, which was flawless, by the way. I mean, I got to give credit where credit is due. Steven Crowder does a great Cenk Uygur. But beyond all of that, he's just another Gutfeld-style asshole who, of course, conservatives love just being a dick. Oh, that guy's hysterical. Why? Oh, just because he's an asshole. Just because he's a troll. That's hysterical to them. And pretending like you're George Floyd being murdered, SNL, eat your heart out. Fucking horrendous. Horrendous on so many different levels. Obviously, Steven Crowder, still alive. So that means George Floyd had to have been, you know, zotzed out on drugs or had some other underlying condition that caused his death. This is the thesis coming out of the Louder with Crowder program. God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn, these people are horrendous people. The worst possible people. They're bastard people. I hate them.
It's
and
like,
I
do
hate
they
their...
wake up in the morning and go, how can I be wrong today?
That's exactly fucking right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So more news on the Win Red Trump campaign donations front. We talked about this again a little bit on Tuesday, but more developments emerge as we learn about the checkbox that was on the NRCC's WinRed page. Did you see this?
I did.
Yes. It's ridiculous. It's entrapment.
You're scaring people into donating. It's like, if you don't do this, we're going to tell Donnie. Yes.
If you uncheck this box, you're a commie. Yeah. You know?
Like, that's right.
Because they're calling people defectors. I haven't heard the word defector since 1989.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. Like, yeah. Since the wall came down. Like, I want to defect. You know, like.
Right.
What they know, they just know that their supporters have very, very soft skulls. That's the So they understand that if they do something like this, they can get all kinds of free money. Or in the case of Donald Trump,
they had to return like $110 million, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. It was $120 million, and it was all basically in the form of interest-free loans. I mean, that's basically the scam. Trump was taking out interest-free loans from his supporters by lying to them, by scamming them about the frequency of their payments. So what was supposed to be a one-off payment turned into a weekly payment, and suddenly all of these supporters end up with a zero account balance or overdrawn, certainly over some of their credit card limits and so on, without realizing that they had signed up for a reoccurring donation. So this checkbox on the NRCC site, which is the committee that is focused on reelecting more Republicans to the House. And so they said here in this next to this checkbox, which is hysterical, it's just a form of intimidation. We need to know we haven't lost you to the radical left. If you uncheck this box, we will have to tell Trump you're a defector and sided with the Dems. Check this box and we can win back the House and get Trump to run in 2024. Make this monthly reoccurring donation. And it's all in a big sort of yellow box, but the check field is already checked. It's not like, oh, you have to then check the box, as the instructions say. It says, check this box, but it's already checked. So if you were to check the box, you would actually end up unchecking it. That's the first dumb shit about this fucking warning. But it's also like, yes, we're going to go tell Donald about you. We're going to go tattle on you.
God.
Mr. Trump, someone you've never ever heard of, who lives in Mississippi, didn't check this box. And you're like, okay, we
defectors.
Need to, he's a I defector. Mean, but this is the kind of shenanigans they pull, taking advantage of their people. And those of us who have been observing this crap for the last, at least the last 20 years. I mean, I kind of pinpointed 2009 when the rest of the Republican cheese fell off the Republican cracker with the rise of the Tea Party and the complete batshit reaction to a black president. You know, the reaction to Barack Obama by the Republicans was so off the rails. It just started this trend toward, you know, I guess we can end up with Donald Trump and Q as being the end result of what started with the Sarah Palin rallies in 2008 and then the Tea Party in 2009. And ever since then, it's just been completely segregating themselves away from the rest of us who believe in factual reality, and that are often some fantasy bubble. It's all guided by Fox News Channel and social media and Ben Shapiro. You know, it's just fucking terrifying. People like Greg Gutfeld and Steven Crowder are now running the show. Jack Posobiec.
Why didn't anybody ask what drugs Ben Shapiro is on? Because that little chipmunk man is wired. I mean, he just talks so fast. And it's like, we're, you know, again and again, it's like Matt Gaetz, you know, raging on ecstasy and hanging out with marijuana entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the drugs are all over there, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's cognitive enhancers all around for everybody. That's the name of the game for the Republicans.
Then why aren't they any smarter?
Yeah. I don't know. They can talk really fast, though. I can talk really, really fast.
Real fast about a lot of shit that doesn't make any sense.
See also Don Jr.'s Rumble videos, which are one of my favorite things every day is to go watch Don Jr.'s Rumble videos and just watch his flapping hands. Oh, my God. And listen to his cartoony voice. He sounds
like... Did you see Eric on Gutfeld?
No, but you know what? I noticed
it was like he had a helium balloon under the counter. It's like Chip and Dale. Here's our guest. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
If Hanna-Barbera did a cartoon version, a cartoon adaptation of American Psycho, Don Jr. could be Patrick Bateman. Because he's like a cartoony Patrick Bateman. He's not Patrick Bateman. He's like a cartoon version. If Mel Blanc did an impression of Patrick Bateman, then that would be Don Jr.'s
voice. Do you like Huey Lewis?
It's so crazy, especially when he gets up here, that he's down here, and first he starts talking like he's Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island, and then he gets really upset, and he goes way up here. It's like, what are you doing? What's wrong with your voice?
Well, part of it is that he's a little bird-like guy, like trying to sound
Junior?
Like a big
Junior? Are you talking
man.
About Junior?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's not very big. He's, you know, he's like his dad. He's probably like 5'8", you know, and so he's wearing the...
and half of that is
trying to sound big. So he's like making his voice, you know, he clenches his throat up to make it louder.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's,
and, yeah. And half of his 5'8" is just his giant long skull. He's, you know what he is? He's cranium tall. That's what he is. He's got the body of someone who's 5'8", but he gets extra height because he's got a giant bulbous head. Okay. That's my... Well, on that note, we shall wrap up the Don Jr. portion of our program today. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and get into more things here on the show right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
Yeah, you're looking like a car wreck, dealing with a stack deck. Peter's robbing Paul and they're drinking with your rent check. It's a new world order, walls along the border, kids in cages, executive order. Stop and frisk, socialist, you ain't going anywhere. Think it's time we take a good look in the mirror. What in the world is happening here?
Yeah, Michael McDermott. What in the World is the name of the song from his brand new album, except this is the version he performed live on my show, which I love playing that. I love playing that so much, not only because it's a great song, but because... it sounds so great, and it was recorded right off my interview show with Michael McDermott. So good. So, so good. Michael-McDermott.com is his website. BobSeska.com/music if you want to submit your stuff. We're playing new music in May. We're going to play all the new submissions in May. This month, we're doing a rewind month where we play all the songs from April 2020. Okay, getting back into things here. A Proud Boys member kind of screwed himself. I always love this when Proud Boys just derp their way into trouble. This guy, a D.C. judge has rejected a request from accused Proud Boy and Capitol insurrectionist Chris Worrell for release from jail. He wanted to get out of jail. Worrell had been treated for 14 years for lymphoma and is concerned about COVID. And the judge said, "You didn't seem concerned while in the mob on January 6th without a mask." And there's a picture of him. There's a picture of him doing the white power symbol with his hands and another guy, white power symbol with his hands. Neither of them are wearing masks, you know, because they're so concerned about lymphoma and COVID.
We need to completely dispense with the whole economic anxiety bullshit about Trump people. It is pure racism.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they break down who those people are and where they came from, they're all like making $70,000 a year and higher. They're like business owners and people who could take the day off to drive down to D.C. or over.
Yeah.
And it's like they're not poor people. It's not like Rust Belt people who support this guy and are crazy. It's like rich people who live in rural areas and –
It's both racism and misogyny. Let's be perfectly clear about this, because what they're so afraid of, what the Republican Party continuously exploits in them, is the fact that they don't like people of color, and we're talking about white men here, more specifically white Christian men. They don't like people of color, and they don't like women. They don't like women having power. And so that loops in whether it's cancel culture or, you know, whatever else, the PC stuff as well, making sure that you use the right nomenclature for different groups and so on. This all has to do with white Christian men concerned that women are going to take over. Oh, even worse, black women are going to take over and cut off their dicks and then round them up.
And if only.
Yeah. And then start making Soylent Green with them or something like that. Taking away their liberty. When is the universe going to get their boots off the necks of the white Christian men?
Exactly.
Country?
I mean, geez, these
will they ever
guys.
See representation in our government?
Ever. Will they? How about on the Supreme Court? I mean, jeez. Yeah.
Corporations? I mean, when are the corporations really going to start have hiring white Christian men? Yeah.
Every dog will have his day, I guess.
That's true. That's true. So,
I have a question, you guys. Wait, before we
cringe is going to come. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so we all know that the Arkansas governor didn't sign that ban.
Mm-hmm.
Did he know that it was going to be overturned, and that's why his veto would be overturned, and that's why he bothered with the veto? Thank you.
Bingo. Yes, he knew the veto was going to be overridden, and which is exactly what happened. The Arkansas legislature overrode that veto of that terrible, terrible trans law. So we had a brief celebration on Tuesday, and then, of course, that went away right away because the legislature overrode it. And so my guess is he was able to have his cake and eat it too. He was able to have his hero
cake. His gay wedding cake.
His gay wedding cake. That's exactly right. Yeah, so he was able to say, hey, look, this is government overreach. We don't do that because we're conservatives. Right. And so he can, you know, pander to the, you know, the old school conservatives while also keeping the alt-right happy, keep the evangelicals happy, too, on top of all of that. So Asa Hutchinson, well played, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to the Greg Gutfeld thing, or it's just punching down. Yeah. But one of the most oppressed and suicide-prone groups in this country, they have decided we're going to make them into the poster people for
the scapegoats
of our culture war.
No, it's vile.
Scapegoats,
I've been quiet here because I'm kind of white-lipped and wordless with rage about what they're doing to trans kids. I don't know if you've seen that North Carolina bill, but it's hideous. Mm-hmm. The kid takes away all the kids' autonomy in terms of like parent, like the school reporting back to the parents about gender nonconforming behaviors and ideas. It's so Handmaid's Tale. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like.
Remember when they were passing the Affordable Care Act and the line was death panels? I mean, Sarah Palin screaming about death panels and saying, oh, now Barack Obama wants to put the government between you and your doctor. And that's exactly what they're fucking doing. And this is, again, you can loop in Mitch McConnell on this, too, what Mitch McConnell said about corporations. It doesn't fucking matter to them. The consistency and hypocrisy doesn't matter anymore. As long as they have that Fox News bubble, as long as they have the social media bubble, as long as they have the AM talk radio bubble, you know, saying things that are consistent with previous things they've said or what they consider to still be one of their political positions, doesn't fucking matter. Because as long as they're punching down, as long as they're attacking liberals, then the money keeps rolling in. That's all they need. And so there's no concern either about, you know, pesky facts getting in the way. Not when they've got Fox News Channel. Not when Fox News Channel can filter out all of the fact checking and just leave the bullshit intact. That's why you've got entire populations in this country. What was it? What was the poll number from Reuters again? It was 51% of Republicans think that the insurrectionists were law-abiding, peaceful protesters.
But I also thought they were Antifa.
Yes, 55% thought they were liberals in disguise trying to make Trump look bad.
But if they were peaceful, how do they make Trump look bad? I'm very confused.
That's just it. Yeah, exactly right. You can't have both. You can't pick a fucking lane, a-holes.
If you're waiting for the cognitive dissonance to catch up with them, you may as well wait for, like, Einstein's theory of relativity from an oyster. Like, I mean, it's just like, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can totally hold contradictory shit in their head. Like, how is it that, like, immigrants are these superhuman workers that are going to take our jobs, but also lazy freeloaders on our healthcare system?
Right.
Like, you know, how is it that, like, black people are, like, stupid and, like, easily suggestible and then yet superhuman strength and can survive being like knelt on like furniture? Like, no, dude, it just
that observation, David, will never be on Fox News Channel. No one will ever make that same point on Fox News or any of the AM talk radio shows, certainly not on the Ben Shapiro show or the Steven Crowder show or whatever the fuck nonsense that they keep pumping out like fucking like a Play-Doh factory. It's a Play-Doh factory of fucking insanity. The entire Red Hat entertainment complex right now. And it doesn't fucking
matter.
It's
all about cutting off people's normal human instinct to be sympathetic.
Yeah.
You know, when they were going after Greta Thunberg, it's like, guys, she's a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Leave her alone. And they just, no, you know, she's a tool of the liberal machine and it's our job to, like, you know, what? Punish her for being caring about the environment?
For the longest time, this is one of the things I was covering most often at the Daily Banter and at Salon and the Huffington Post, is this concept that the Republicans are constantly attacking non-combatants, people punching down at people like high school principals and Jesse Waters going and accosting homeless people in Penn Station in New York City. You know, that's that is one of the most infuriating events.
It's just cruel.
It's cruel for the sake of cruelty, because these people who watch Fox News Channel think that's fucking hysterical. Jesse Waters, look at these crazy homeless people sitting here in the Penn Station. Oh my God, let's go talk to them, see how crazy they are. Ah, listen to this guy, doesn't even speak English very well. Ah, he's crazy. Isn't that funny, Bill? It was on the Bill O'Reilly show. And so, yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, there was another one that he did. Jesse Waters did another one where he went up to a guy who had just pooped in the middle of the street. And then that was the whole segment, was Jesse Waters talking to the hilarious homeless man who, you know, defecated in the middle of Fifth Avenue or whatever it was. I mean, it's just like horrible, horrible, horrible people. No empathy, nothing. Fuck everybody except us white Christian men. And, you know, some of the women can come along too, but as long as they stand behind us, that's okay.
And stay blonde.
Yeah. Exactly fucking right. Okay, so.
Hey, I have some good news. I have a palate cleanser.
Okay.
The Fulton County District Attorney has dropped the charges against Representative Mark Cannon. The woman who knocked on the governor's door when they were.
Oh, yeah. Great fucking news.
Yeah.
They were going to slap her with something serious, like what was like 10 years?
Two felony counts.
Yeah, insurrection. I mean, it's that.
It's like
exactly.
An 8-year prison sentence if found guilty. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a huge, huge relief. Because, I mean, right there, they might as well have, once again, going back to my analogy from earlier in the show, they may as well have pulled up with a pickup truck and a bunch of guys carrying shotguns, like with the various villains that would show up on the A-team and then just, tied her up and dragged her around the back of the pickup truck or something fucking awful. That's what it felt like. The way they were persecuting
her. Well, now they've raised her profile. She'll be vice president in a couple cycles. You know, like, Speaker of the House. I mean,
dare to dream, man. Yeah.
She is, I mean, but see, Warnock came, you know, flew in to help.
Oh, good.
Just like, no. And he's got, like, long time experience, like, getting activists, like, out of prison, out of jail for things that weren't actually wrong to do. And so, yeah. It's so great to have him as a senator and, you know, and John Ossoff, too, just to be like, that's my senator. I'm from Georgia.
Yeah.
It helps balance out the poisonous election suppression laws.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Well, lots more to talk about. We're going to do that on our postmortem show on our Patreon page. That's BobSeskaShow.com or Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. You sign up at $5 a month. It's $5 a month. You're going to barely notice it coming out of your checking account once a month. And by the way, it is a reoccurring donation.
Exactly.
We always make that abundantly clear. Let that be known. That we're not duping anybody with this. It's $5 per month.
But you're still a defector if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
thank you, David. Dirty defector. We send you to labor camp in Siberia.
That's right. We'll send you to
David's
house.
To work alongside Pussy Riot.
We'll send you to David's house. You have to act as David's sous chef if you... Wait a minute. That's like an incentive, though. What am I talking
about?
You're
going to end up with a stampede over here.
Oh, shit. Well, $5 a month gets you two postmortem shows a week. After the Tuesday show and Thursday show, when the end credits stop rolling, that's this music right here, we keep on talking. There's more shows still to come. You're just not hearing it. If you're only hearing the free show, you're only getting, what, two-thirds of the actual content that we do? You're missing like 30% of the content we usually arrange for every show. So, by the way, we're almost out of music, but I don't care. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.